Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
Lord God, as we prepare to hear from your word this morning, we ask for your grace, we ask for your mercy, and we ask for your wisdom and just your power and your authority upon us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're starting a new series today called Unto Us. Everyone say, Unto Us.
Unto Us.
Okay, so let me just check this. Yes, okay, so the title of my message today is A Child is Born, A Son is Given. And so what Steph read from this morning in Isaiah, just to give you a bit of background, Isaiah is a prophet and he lives in Jerusalem and he speaks this message from God. To the leaders of Jerusalem and Judah. And so this message was around God's judgment. Because of Israel's rebellion, there was going to be some serious consequences for them. And so those consequences spoke of like empires like the Assyrians and the Babylonians. They were going to come and conquer their lands and even exile them, take them back to their homelands. And so there was going to be this real darkness, this real distress that was going to be upon the people of Israel. But in the midst of this judgment, in the midst of all this darkness and the stuff that is going to happen, there's also this message of hope. And in our passage today, we hear the beginning of this message of hope in Isaiah 9. For unto us a child is born. To us a son is given. And so this is speaking of the humanity of God. The humanity of God. God leaving heaven and coming down, taking the form of human flesh. And so he's still God, but he is also fully man as well. And so when we think of a child, you know, I think we can see a child as being vulnerable, right? You think of a baby. A baby, when they're born, they can't do much themselves, right? They're so reliant on their parents. And this is the environment that God is entering into. Joseph and Mary are entrusted to bring up this gift to the world. You know, I know the feeling of holding a newborn child in my arms. Looking and seeing the beauty of creation, of God's creation, as you're holding your child in your arms, in your hands. They're so small, they're so tiny. And it's like, you know, for me, I'm like, wow, amazing. You think of Joseph and Mary looking at this child and thinking, wow, this is a gift from God. Because this baby Jesus, wasn't conceived in, you know, normal way. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so if you think of Joseph going through this process as well, thinking this through, in his logical human mind, he's thinking, who'd you get pregnant with? How did you get pregnant? You're supposed to be my wife, right? You're supposed to be, we're supposed to do this together. But he gets this visit from an angel to reveal to him that this is not done by any other human. This is the gift from God that has been planted in his wife, Mary. From the most powerful place to the most vulnerable now. God leaving heaven to come and enter this world as a child. You know, the prophet Micah also wrote this roughly around the same time. And he says this chapter 5, verse 2. He says, but you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, your lips right, who are too little to be among, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. This is something that's been spoken of way before anything happened. This child entering the world. So this is just not a baby that's being born, but this is a son that is given. A son that is given. He is a given. He's given as a gift. Baby Jesus is given as a gift. And as this gift, it's not just a gift to a specific person. Like for me to give a gift to my wife, it's not just for her, but this is a gift that's been given to all of humanity. It's a gift given to the world, to all of creation. Now there can be some things that will stop us or hinder us from receiving this gift. And one of those things is fear. Fear can be what can stop us from receiving this free gift. Is it fear that holds you back from receiving what has been given? In Luke chapter 2, it tells the story of when the shepherds, when they saw the star in the sky, they were told to fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Right? In Matthew chapter 1, it tells the story of when Joseph, right? When Joseph, when he heard the news, and then this angel appears to him in Matthew 1, and he tells him, look, Joseph, don't be afraid to marry Mary. Don't be afraid. In 1 John 4, 8, it says this, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So I want to show you these images. This is from this artist by the name of Scott Erickson. He's a painter, and he drew these. He created these, and I want us to sort of look at this, right? And so this is like his reflections on vulnerability. You know, you think about, you know, are you afraid of being vulnerable? Are you afraid of letting people see the real you, or like, you know, maybe you're scared to let people know of you're not as strong, or you're not as, you know, you don't know everything. Are you scared to let people see your brokenness? You don't have it all together. You're not perfect. To be afraid is to be close to receiving the gift of his vulnerability. You think about what Jesus went through. He went through being vulnerable, right? You think about a person being thrown up, being nailed to a cross and held up for the whole world to see in near nakedness. He was vulnerable. Fear hates vulnerability, but love sings. And Zephaniah says that he rejoices over us with singing. Rejoices over you. Fear wanders into the future. Wanders into the future. Fear wanders into the future as an excuse to protect yourself from the now. He says fear focuses on worst case scenarios, right? I won't love them because they're not going to love me. They're going to leave me anyway. Love plants here. Love looks at the right now, right? Love knows that your greatest desire, the greatest place for you to be is to flourish right here and now and not worry about what could go wrong in the future. They're just worried about planting for now, planting right here, planting in the relationships that you have, planting with the people that you are, you know, being engaging with the people that you are here with right now, yeah. Cherishing those moments, building with them right here in that place, rather than worrying about what could, what may happen, the wrong stuff that may go wrong, you know? To wander into the future is to bypass the becoming that is happening to you right now. Plant into your becoming. Plant into right now. Plant those seeds of love, those seeds of life right now. The next image is this one. Fear sees walls. Fear sees walls. but love sees hope. You know, when I was thinking of this one, sometimes in our fear, all we'll see is just obstacles. All we'll see is what's wrong. All we'll see is how it's not going to work out, right? But love sees hope. Love sees, if God is for me, who can be against me? Love sees possibilities of greater things happening. Love sees that God can change this situation. God can work in me right here and right now. Fear sees danger. Fear sees, nah, this isn't going to work out. Fear may see embarrassment first. Fear may see, oh, it's not worth it. But love sees hope. Love sees what God can do. Love sees that God can use whatever situation we're in right now to turn it for His good, for His purpose. The next one here is fear trusts scarcity. Fear trusts scarcity, but love trusts abundance. Scarcity wants you to close your fists on the things that you have. And to hold on to the real tight, right? Those things that you've got. I've got to hold on to this. And so in that process of holding on to it, we don't open up to anything else that God wants to give us. Because we're closed fist to it, right? Whereas love is abundant. Love is open-handed. Love is ready to receive. Love is ready to give. Love turns trust. Love that trust invites a woman at the well that will tell her that there is a never-ending spring that can flow from inside of you. Love that trust is a father that says to his son, everything I have is yours. Love that trust encourages, provides, and speaks this life. We don't need to hold on so tightly to everything and think that this is it. I got to hold on to this. When we trust that God's got us, when we trust that God is going to work through us and work in this situation that we have, then we'll be open. We'll surrender. And allow God to do what He needs to do. Fear knows what it knows, but love knows to listen. Fear knows what it knows. Fear wants you to believe that they've already figured it out. I know everything. I don't need to learn anything else. I got it. I know how this world works, right? I know how relationships work. I know how God works. I know everything, but love knows to listen. Love is teachable. Love is willing to receive, you know? Love is postured in a way that they are, okay, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to trust. Love listens to the wisdom of God's word. Love listens to the wise counsel that God brings around us. Love listens. So, perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.